Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Armchair Directors, where each episode we take a look at one of cinema's great directors and their essential films. This week on the show, we are looking at director Andrzej Zulawski and his 1981 film Possession. Returning on the show today to talk about Possession is Matt Trudell. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? Did you say 91?
81.
Okay, cool. I was just about to say, did I watch the wrong movie?
Yeah, I bet you wish you did. So, a little bit background. So, once again, for people who don't know, I've worked with you a bit on the Benchwarmers Redemption. And during, you know, Super Bowl and March Madness, we have our little pick, you know, we do pick'ems in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then we do a bracket in March Madness. And this is for the bracket, and this time I won, because the big help was Kansas being taken out.
Yeah.
And then just the whole cluster that was that one region where, like, Loyola of all teams. Mm-hmm.
And UMBC knocked Virginia out.
That really
Arizona
helped me.
Arizona got upset.
Yeah, so we both, neither of us did really well, but I did the least, I did better than you, so that
no, and yeah, and I mean, I had a chance. I could have won if Kansas would have made it all the way, but
choice. And I know, so, you know, back in 16, I made you watch Seven Seal, which you liked.
I ended up liking that movie.
Then you made me watch Movie 43, and I hated that.
It was a great movie.
And then you made me watch Gordy from NFL.
Legendary movie.
It was perfectly enjoyable. And now I got to we're here talking about Possession.
Yeah.
So what did you think overall about this movie?
Well, first, it wasn't anything I expected from you, right? So you were like, it's weird, right? So, like, the kind of weird that I was thinking was not the weird that it ended up being. Like, I thought it was just going to be far more worse, I guess.
Worse.
I didn't like the movie. Like, so I meant like worse as in like weirdness, like a hard candy or something like that.
Okay.
Was it called Hard Candy? Juno was
in Yeah.
And not necessarily that same storyline, but something along the lines of like as messed up as that, you know? But I found myself confused frequently.
Yes,
in that movie.
That's kind of why I chose this, because this is one of the most bizarre films I've ever seen. But I think there's just something about it that I really enjoy. When I told you that this film was titled Possession, and I told you that it was a horror film, were you coming in expecting it to be something like, say, The Exorcist or like an exorcism movie?
For a brief moment, you know, before I even turned the movie on, I was like, yeah, it's probably going to be, like, possessed by the devil. But then, you know, as soon as I realized that, like, you know, homegirl wanted a divorce, I was like, oh, this dude just going to turn super crazy. It's going to be like that Idris Elba movie. Like, you know, but, and then that didn't even really happen, so.
No, it's because you, like, that's interesting about the title of the movie is, like, is she, what's possessing her? Like, that creature, and, you know, she hides within the apartment. Is that something from hell? Is it an alien? That's what's so interesting. Like, you don't really know what it is. Like, you watch this film.
Or how it came to existence.
Yeah, you watch this film, you're just like, what the heck going on? It's like, you know how on, like, YouTube, there's like, you know, my reaction to this movie, or I watched this trailer, or this thing. I would have loved to have seen your reaction when you first watched this movie, especially with the really bizarre scenes.
Well, like, in full disclosure, you know, I got half hour or so into the movie, and I was just beyond confused. So I paused it for a second and I looked it up. Like, I was like, is there something I'm missing here? You know, and I looked it up. So I had an idea of like things that would happen, but even while I was watching them happen, I was just like, it's weird.
Yeah.
So it went right into my trash can afterwards, my digital trash can.
Yeah. And that's what's interesting about this movie, because like you say, you don't, like, I couldn't, the part I got from it a little bit was, like, it's about the deteriorate, you know, it's about divorce. The director said that he wrote this script while he was going through a really bad divorce.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And especially, like, it doesn't really get into, like, the weird supernatural horror elements for, like, the first 30 minutes or so. It's just more you see this family breaking apart, he's angry.
Yeah. And then he's apparently a spy, yeah, but I like don't remember weird... where I was supposed to pick that up.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like, that's...
Was
thing,
I, like, is there a specific spot, like, did I just miss on him saying, I'm a spy?
Well, it's that scene in the beginning when he's, like, he's talking to the people at the table, and he's like, you know, I have a successor, I don't want to do this anymore. It's very vague. And, like, yeah, they do it that, and they don't bring it up again until, like, the very end of the movie. We're like, oh, yeah, he was, like, a spy or something.
Chased by, like, cops and spies and...
Yeah, and then it's like all at the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, like it's really one of those movies, like it's almost impossible to say. Like,
and it was like in
this is what
Germany,
this movie's about. Yeah.
But it was in English, and it was a French movie.
Yeah, it, once again, just makes no sense.
It sounds like something Will Ferrell would have done.
Yeah. Now, you said like this movie wasn't as graphic or disturbing as you thought. Were you disturbed by this film?
Not really.
That is interesting because I find this film really disturbing.
It's disturbing to an extent where like homegirl's just talking in the kitchen and stabs herself in the neck with an electric knife.
It's like she's constantly screaming.
But she didn't even do a good enough job. You know, I don't know. And she won awards for this.
Yeah. Well, what about that scene? Like the most famous scene in the movie is in the subway when she's like talking about her like the miscarriage she had. And it's just she's screaming and she's just writhing around everywhere, and then like blood and stuff is oozing. You didn't find that creepy?
I was more like, how did this man ever marry her? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you got to deal with in subway time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, everybody acts weird in this movie. Like, when
everybody is, yeah. Like, yeah. It's like you Heinrich know, or whatever his name was.
Yeah, the lover. And like, remember when he like goes to the apartment to talk to the husband and he's like, going like this, like that.
Yeah.
And he's always got his shirt unbuttoned and everything.
I don't know, man. It was, how'd he come about? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And how does he play into the creature? Where'd the creature come from?
That's the thing. Like, it's like, I think it's one of those things where the creature represents this, but that's the thing. I can't tell you what it is because I don't know. And the director's never really said anything specific. So it's very.
And then like, at the end where like he just climbs on that lady to escape, and then like there's no to be continued, or like they didn't follow up on this, like so this
he visits the teacher that looks exactly like his wife.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he and does then, like, and the little kid, boy was like no. And then he like drowns himself, which made no sense.
Yeah, like there's every movie in this film like makes no sense. Like that's what I really enjoy about it.
Honestly, the kid is probably the thing that made the most sense to me, is like he had this sense of like y'all aren't, like he was able to sense that they weren't,
something strange
was going on. But like, first off, you can't drown yourself, kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, be a little smarter. And that was just weird. And then, you know, the teacher that, like, why does the teacher look exactly like,
I remember when she's talking about that scene with the miscarriage, and you know when she was freaking out, she said, you know, a part of me died, but this other part moved on or came out, and it's like talking about twins.
Yeah, it was like sister something, sister this or something like sister faith and yeah.
Yeah, and like even at the end, you see a twin of the husband at the end. Like, yeah. Well, he dies, and this other one takes over, which I'm assuming that's like the creature she was creating was that duplicate of her husband.
Yes, but at the same time, how was she able to create, if she did create the lady that looked like her, why didn't she die?
Yeah. I can't really tell you that because I really don't know. I think if you're asking me, why did I choose this film? Because I like it, but I know it's so weird, or you know, considered artsy or art house, that I know you would just hate it. Like, you would not like it.
I just don't see how this movie would be considered artsy or art house.
Yeah, you don't?
Not really.
Well, I mean, I know originally when it came out, people didn't like it. They say it was like a cheap rip off of like Exorcist or these other classic movies. But like now, it's gotten this praise. And it's because it's very, like I said, it's very out there, like a very, like a David Lynch film, if you know who that is. Twin Peaks and other weird shows. Yeah, so I think maybe this is like the avant-gardeness, I guess that's the way to call it. And, you know, sort of the disgusting creature effects and everything. Just the way out there performance by Isabella Gianni. I think that's sort of why it's considered this, once again, quote unquote, art house. And with the fact that it's just weird as heck, you know, that there's no real this is not a movie that's going to be played from like Paramount or Universal or Fox or whatever.
I looked her up to see if she had been in anything else that I would remember. And I mean, she was mainly a French actress, but like nowadays she just looks like the French Dolly Parton.
Yeah. I don't know what she's been in recently, but I did see she was in a German film, Nosferatu, a remake of the old silent classic. And okay. She was in a movie called The Driver here in America.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like if you've seen Baby Driver and Drive, okay. It's very influenced from that.
Yeah. There's too many driving movies.
Yeah.
And baby movies.
So do you classify this as a horror movie? Do you think this is horror? Because I know you said you weren't really which I'm interested because you didn't find it disturbing. Because, like, what do you look for in a horror film? I know this isn't your boat, and once again, I'm not blaming you, but what's in your boat as far as horror movies?
Horror movies for me are the main ones that I look for are ones that I can put myself in the shoes of the person. So. The Strangers, I thought was a really good horror movie. Because it's loosely based off of true events and they just kind of filled a story in there, but it was normal people torturing normal people. It wasn't, some fantasy thing. I don't know.
It's interesting. So you like horror movies where...
And I love The Purge, but I don't even really consider The Purge...
They're a
horror movie?
Yeah, those are more like thrillers.
I don't even know if I call it a thriller. I call it a documentary.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting the way you're talking about it. It seems more that when it comes to horror movies, you don't really care for the ones like, where it's a ghost or it's like a demon. It's more just like it's people just losing their minds and going insane.
Yeah, I'll watch those movies, but the ones that really stick out to me are the ones where I feel like this could actually happen to me, and I haven't encountered a ghost yet, or anything like
so
that.
Yeah, so no supernatural elements. Yeah,
I'll watch them, and they can be good. I just don't know if I would rank them in, my hires. And then the worst of the worst is like the Saw movies where it's not scary, it's just blood.
Yeah, torture porn is what they're called.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you make a really good point is that I think when it comes to a lot of mainstream horror films, it's like you said, Paranormal Activity number 7000 or it's very like Exorcist ripoffs or, ghosts or demons or, there's always some sort of supernatural element. And like you said, that doesn't always have to be the point. People are pretty crazy and scary by themselves. You can just have somebody going crazy and chasing after somebody and you can make it effective.
Yeah. Remember House of Wax?
The parrot one with Paris Hilton?
That's my kind of horror film. No, I'm just joking. Yo.
I was just like, yeah, is that your horror movie?
No. I also like Rob Zombie movies.
But he's more of a guy that he's not, but it's interesting. You like him, but you don't like the Saw movies. To me, he's always been a guy who's like, I'm going to try to gross you out.
Yeah, but he mixes a little bit of both. Like, to me, not Halloween, of course, because Halloween is just.
Yeah, that's only one of his I've seen that was terrible.
But he had House of the Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects where. They were very bloody, but they were just like plausible humans.
Once again, that doesn't have the supernatural elements in the movie.
So
that's interesting.
They're just nutbags. Like Devil's Rejects, they're just crazy people. And if you turn on the news, there's plenty of crazy people in this world. Yes, it is overly gory, but I like Tarantino films and he's overly gory. It's not the gore that I dislike. It's the fact that like they expect that we're just going to be scared
Of gore. That's a good, very good point.
It's a lazy. Totally one of my beefs with horror movies today is it's very lazy. It's like we don't have to get good actors in it. We don't have to get, it's like we can go with the worst of the worst. We can upgrade some commercial people into get their feet wet with the movies. We're just going to have blood, typically, in today's horror movie. And that's why I love the movie Scary Movie so much is it's like, you just get like good looking people to be tortured by insert ghost ghoul.
Yeah, like you've perfectly described like nearly every slasher movie ever made.
Exactly.
There are these horny teenagers, they're going to be having sex, and then, right when they're middle of it, here comes Jason with a knife or something.
Dude, now to think about it, the greatest horror movie of all time is Jason X. Have you ever seen that one?
No, is that the one where he goes to hell, or is that a different one?
No, that's when he's in space.
Yeah, he goes to space, okay.
Dude, all right. Can I just tell you the two best parts of that movie?
Go ahead.
I know this is a sidebar, but it's still a horror movie.
Yeah, go ahead. We're talking about
he gets
movies.
Built back together by, like, super ants, right? Mm-hmm. So they, like, kill him or whatever, and then there's these super ants in space on this ship that puts them back together, right? And then the best thing is, and like, again, it was like two women out camping, mm-hmm. and like, they're like pillow fight. It was so bad, right? But this man straight up puts one of the girls in the sleeping bag and then slams her against a tree, which was just the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I was like, this man literally just beat this girl to death with herself. Like, but yeah, super ants and
pillow.
He put her. He put her in a sleeping bag and just smacked her up against the tree. That's the funniest thing, man. Dude, horror movies make me laugh more often than not nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting, but I think horror movies still, I think, are an interesting time right now because, yes, like you said, there's a lot of crap out there, but I think because of something of stuff like Netflix, you get a lot of people who are branching out, and you set up when you have like independent studios, people are branching out with horror movies and making quality films.
Yeah,
even though they're, you know, very low budget. And one of here's a film that actually was big last year, got a Best Picture nomination, was Get Out. That's not like a huge budget. That's a Blumhouse film. That was a huge success. And even like this year, this is actually a Paramount film, but A Quiet Place is getting great reviews. Yeah. And it's making tons of money. So I think when it comes to horror these days, you got to like dig. You can't if it's like coming out specifically like 3 weeks before Halloween and it's we got to get this demon, probably skip it, but keep your eyes up because there's always something good out every year.
I liked Get Out.
Yeah, me too.
To an extent, it was a little fantastical, but for the most part, it was very plausible. Plus, I had my boy Lakeith Stanfield in it. Have you heard about the movie that he's about to be in? It's Sorry to Bother You.
Mm-mm.
Oh, look it up.
Okay.
It's not a horror movie, so we won't go into further detail, but you should look it up. He's the man.
Yeah, I know because he was in Atlanta, but like Get Out was great. And, you know, like, there's a lot of good horror movies, like low budget, like a film I like called It Comes at Night, and one was called The Black Coat's Daughter that came out a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there's stuff, I think, that comes out that's, you know, once again, it's usually horror is in an interesting phase because you can get these decent movies. It's just that they're not, like, going to be made by, like, Paramount or, well, it's A Quiet Place, but, like, they're not getting the big budgets.
I still need to see Quiet Place. I want to see it. Unfortunately, I saw Infinity Wars before I saw A Quiet Place, so... They should do an Infinity War style movie with horror slasher killers.
You know, actually, you mentioned that with superhero movies. The trailer I saw, though, they keep pushing this movie back, but it's like a new X-Men movie called like The New Mutants or something. And the way that trailer looked, it looks like a horror movie because it's these kids locked up in an asylum.
It's the kids from Logan, right?
No, actually, Amaria from Game of Thrones is going
to
be in it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to whatever comes out of those kids from... the Logan movie, because I heard they're getting a movie.
That's interesting.
And it's going to be R-rated as well, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so you talking a little bit more about this movie, it's interesting that you don't really find this film disturbing or it's like too violent or too graphic. We don't know this in America, but in UK there was this whole phase in the 80s and 90s called video nasties.
Yeah.
They would... usually horror movies, but like they had this censorship ban. If they found a movie that had too much violence or too much sex or too much whatever in it, they would ban it and make it illegal to sell in the video store. And this was one of them.
Yeah, I read that this one wasn't even available until like the early 2000s or something like that. I guess to me, I was so confused through the whole process. I didn't have time to be disturbed. If that makes sense.
It's interesting. You find it's just you're too much going like that.
Like, what am I supposed to be processing here? You know, that it's like, okay, yeah, she cut herself in the neck, but why? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just not in a point where I could really just sit there and be like, yeah.
Because I think the big standout for me is, like we talked about earlier, Isabella Janne, who plays the main character in the movie. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that really disturbs me because she's just screaming all the time. She's like, her behavior's erratic. Like, you remember the scene when she's like putting furniture in the fridge and food where the furniture goes.
Yeah.
And like I said, that scene, the famous scene in the subway when she's freaking out, like that stuff made me uncomfortable. It creeped me out.
Yeah.
I guess maybe because I've seen this is like my third time seeing
but
this.
Like, but you know, was she the problem? Was the creature the problem? What's the problem?
Yeah. And once again, I can't tell you.
Because I can understand acting weird in the apartment with the creature, but acting weird not in the apartment away from the creature.
Yeah, like the best interpretation I can give is just that
how
the effect of this divorce where just, you know, we're now at each other's throats. You're just sort of losing yourself. You're going crazy. Like you're getting angry all the time. You're always in a state of rage and just
psychosis. Well, yeah, your life is so different. You were so used to this routine. Now there's a big change. But like, how did she have the income to afford another apartment? These are other questions I'm asking myself. Like that's my problem with movies is like, that's why I don't like Bond movies is because I'm like, he should have died, you know, in that scene right there. And then he doesn't die. And then the rest of the movie, I'm like, well, how did he survive this? Did he have physical therapy? You know, like
it's one of those movies with this film. Like you can over, if you can look, if you can't like look over some details, like you said, how is she paying for this? Why is this? Why is that? You're going to have a, like,
nice,
a terrible time.
It was a nice apartment in Germany.
Yeah. It was a lot of space.
There's a nice bakery on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Yeah, a lot of space.
Just that's my thing, right? And then the whole, like, I got to come in and check your windows.
Just, and he's, like, stuttering, too, remember?
The bathroom? The bathroom might have windows on this side of the building, you know? And I'm just like, oh, my God, man, like. I don't know.
Did you make anybody else watch this movie, or you go in by yourself?
No, I went in by myself. I couldn't do it.
And like Isabella Gianni, but even like Sam Neill is bizarre in this movie and the things he does.
Mm-hmm.
And you might know him from Jurassic Park. I know you know him.
Okay,
from Peaky
I recognized
Blinders.
Him.
He's from Peaky Blinders. Okay. He's a bad guy.
I was like, I know this guy, and I don't know where he's from, but you Jurassic Park hit me. Mm-hmm. All right. Jurassic Park.
If you like psychological horror, now this one's definitely more of a straightforward story, but there was an old film from 1965-66 called Repulsion.
Okay.
And it was directed by Roman Polanski, but it's a sort of a story, this woman who's in this apartment, she's, you know, being taken care of by her sister, and she basically is afraid of being touched by men.
Okay.
So she sort of interacts with all these men who go into her apartment and... Now, it's a bit of a spoiler, but slowly, surely she kills one of them.
Oh, nice.
She kills all of them, basically. Okay. So if you like that, it's definitely sort of psychological, like, why does she have this such repulsion towards the men?
Yeah.
If you like that, I recommend this. And it's definitely more straightforward where you're not getting all these weird avant-garde, out-there imagery or whatever.
Yeah, there was another one. What was the other one? There's another Netflix horror movie that was highly touted. And I watched it and was like, man, I wasted my time. There's like these creatures with these like, it's like almost like quarantine suits on. And they have like a square in them that's black. And they're just standing outside of this hospital like all night.
Oh, The Void? Was
The Void. Void. Yeah. Oh, that movie sucked.
Okay. I haven't seen it, but I know what
you're
talking
about. Dude,
don't
watch it. Okay. It sucked. Like, and that was another highly touted, you got to see The Void, you got to see The Void, you got to see The Void, you got to see The Void. I watched The Void, and I was so mad. Shout out to Netflix, though. They're coming out with a God of War TV show, which I'm pretty pumped about.
Netflix is interesting because, like, they're doing a lot of horror movies, and it's just like, it's like, you know, remember the South Park joke where, like, Netflix, you're greenlit, what's your show?
Yeah.
It's just like, do you say yes to everything that comes along?
Well, I think what's happening with them is that they understand that they can kind of corner niche markets.
And they're just going out to all the niche markets.
So they're like, they're killing the stand-up comedy game right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're killing the documentary game right now. I think they're going to start going into killing, like, the video game realm. Yeah. Like, I think God of War is probably going to be a dope show, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, they brought Trailer Park Boys because it has a cult following. So they're doing, and they know that there's, I mean, at least, I don't know how it necessarily works anymore, but I remember in the Blockbuster age and the physical copy age, like, horror movies are a thing. There's a big group of people that love horror movies. And if they can get people to subscribe by continuing to put out the same garbage that movie theaters put out, like I
but there's still like some decent stuff.
There's some decent ones, but now you're getting to the point where you got to siphon through some stuff.
Yeah, once again, it's just like you got to dig.
Pretty mad that they canceled 7 Seconds.
I haven't seen that.
It's not a scare. It was a TV show. It was a really good TV show.
Okay.
One season, and then it was like, see ya.
Okay. So you can go see my questions here. So just, why don't you just give me, like, say you're like your top 5 horror movies of all time, your all time favorites?
Number one, hands down, is The Strangers. I love that movie.
Did you see the new sequel that came out?
No, because it looks like it's going to disappoint me.
Okay.
I'll be flat out honest. I will get around to it, but yeah, I was pretty disappointed with that. I know you're going to hate me for this. And after this is no particular order, right? Okay. After this is no particular order, but mm-hmm. hands down, number one's The Strangers. I loved Purge 2. Purge 2 was just awesome, in my opinion. I think The Shining's got to be up there. The new It was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't need to see
that. I really like the new It.
I still have reservations because it's based on a book. But
oh, yeah. Dude, the new It, and there's supposed to be another one coming out also.
Yeah, because they split it up into childhood and adults.
Yeah, I really liked it. And then I loved and I know this is going to go against my, I prefer psychological over stuff, but The Ring was really dope back in the day.
Okay.
The Ring was like a game changer.
Okay, then I'll just start wrapping this up. So anything else you want to talk about as far as this possession or horror movies in general?
Make horror movies great again, guys.
Yeah, I think they're coming back. Like this last year we had Get Out, I thought was really good. There was a film called It Comes in the Night, which I thought was really good. Mm-hmm. Year before that, there was a film called The Witch. I thought that was great. And this year, you're getting A Quiet Place, which I thought was really good. So I think they're making a comeback. I think, like I said,
but it's like the rap game now, right? So can I equate this real quick?
Go ahead.
Right?
Go ahead.
Like, you know, in the rap game, there's J. Cole, there's Kendrick Lamar, there's good rappers out there with good substance, and it's quality, right?
Yeah.
But then on the radio, all you hear is the Gang of Lils, which are the slasher movies.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, no, you make a good point. I think the big thing is, like you're saying, maybe like the really mainstream stuff, the one that gets pumped out, you know, a couple weeks before Halloween, that gets all the, you see it on TV all the time, probably don't go check those out. But once again, with availability of Netflix, with a lot of places showing like indie releases, that's the stuff we're going to get in the good stuff. Like I said, it's just a matter of digging and finding.
Yeah. And don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Exactly. Okay, then. So then last question I'll have is tell us about the pimp your shows.
I have the Hip Hop Jam Session, Worst Name in Radio. It's Mondays and Saturday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Me and my man DJ, also his name is Dalton, so I call him Andy Dalton.
Does he constantly disappoint?
No. DJ's dope. I like DJ. He's a good kid. That's Monday and Saturday, 6 to 8. And then you, myself, and Sebastian Merrick do the Benchwarmers Redemption. And we are on Wednesday nights and Sundays. Also on a podcast page, dragondigitalradio.com/podbean.com, where we talk about all things sports, and I cross the line several times an episode. So,
all right, well, that wraps up this episode of The Armchair Directors. We have been talking about the 1981 film Possession, directed by Andre Zulawski. Don't forget you can listen to The Armchair Directors every Thursday at 9:30 a.m., Sunday at 2:30 p.m., or anytime at dragonageradio.podbean.com under the category Armchair Directors. Matt, I want to thank you again for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Okay, for The Armchair Directors, I'm your host, Alex Baker, saying, does our subject still wear pink socks?